say, we thank you, thank you, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule just to hang out with us. We just think it's a privilege, and we thank God for you. You know, let me just let you know, it's a lot of things going on in the world. I mean, people don't have a job. People don't have anywhere to stay. People do not have food. People do not have access to clean water. What we need to realize is we need to help people in need. We need to help the people that can't get access to the things that you have. God has truly blessed all of us, but the reason we have things in our life is to bless somebody else, to offer up help for people that need. You know, today our topic is about, can a perpetual cycle of abuse, self-hatred, just violence that you've had in your life, can that be broken? Can I be loved? And I just want to minister to you guys today. I think I'm swinging it today, but you know what? It's not by mistake. God has something he want to say through me, and I'm a willing vessel. But what we're going to do right now, we're just going to go to the throne of grace. We're going to pray God's will be done. He is just so amazing, so amazing. And if the guest does, please text me or inbox me if the guest arrives that we can actually tune her in, but please let me know that. And our Heavenly Father, pray with me, you guys. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now just thanking you for the many blessings you stored upon us. We just thank you right now, Lord, for everything you have already done. You have done the finished work in our life, not just one person's life, not just two people, just everyone has the opportunity to actually receive your word. We just thank you, Lord, that you have favor. We have favor. And that's for everybody that accepts Jesus. It's only one way. It's not five ways. It's not two ways. And in the name of Jesus, we thank you. It's just one way to the Father. And we just thank you, Lord, right now for sending your Son, Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord. We just pray for everyone, Lord, that's on the sound of my voice. We just pray, Lord, whatever's wrong, make it right. Lord, if they're in a domestic violence situation, if they don't love themselves, if they actually don't even know where the next meal is coming from, we just pray in the name of Jesus right now. We know you've already done it, but what we're going to do is receive it in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for everything that you have already done. What we're going to do is align ourselves in the name of Jesus, that we believe and we receive, and we're going to walk out of your word. We just thank you, Lord, for the weekend. We just thank you, Lord, for the weekday. We just thank you for everything that you have done in our life. And, Lord, we know when we have difficult situations, when we have things we have to cope with, we know to go to you first, because you will not put nothing on us that we can't bear. We know that you have already made the way out of the situation, and we give you all the honor and glory that we have the strength to go through anything that comes in our life. We just thank you, Lord, and we're going to walk this thing out, and we just thank you that you've given us the power that we can walk out your plan that you have for us. Thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We just thank you, Lord, for every family that's represented, and we call it so. It's all as well. All is well with your family, all is well with your health, all is well with every area of your life. And we decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, and amen. Ooh, Lord, Jesus is so good. Hallelujah. We just thank you. Thank you, Lord, for everything. You guys, this is Dr. Renee Sunday. You know, this is Good Deeds. And we just thank you, thank you, thank you. What we're going to do is God wants us to be happy. God wants us to have joy. God wants us to be the light of the world. We need to smile when we come across somebody. Smile everybody. That may be unfortunate, the only smile they receive. That would cheer them up. That would allow them to go from A to B. And we are our sisters and our brothers' keepers. Lord, you guys, just hang in there. It's all will work out. I promise, God promised in his word, everything will work out. Now, let not your heart be troubled, and whatever comes in our life, it all works together for the glory of God and who love God. You guys, you know my favorite song. Y'all know my favorite song. You know what song we're going to break for a couple of minutes, and we're going to listen to my favorite song. But you know, the most important thing is we need to be happy. Everybody's playing this song, but you know what? God gives us the happiness, the joy, the things we have in life. And we're going to listen to that very quickly here. And I want you to get up and dance. Now, if you're driving, you can't do that now, okay? But we want you to dance and celebrate the glory that God has in our life. And we'll be right back. And you know, this is Dr. Renee Sunday, and this is Good Deeds.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say.
This radio, we also have a television platform as well, is to promote and showcase others, their dreams, their vision, and the purpose that God has given them. You guys, I really, really thank you for taking time out for your busy schedule. We're going to actually let God move in this place. He's already moving, but we are being a willing vessel for what he wants us to do and to say. You know my favorite scripture, one of them, at least I have so many, is let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. You know, we know that's John 14:1, okay? And then my other one that I really like is Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for the good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose. You know, everybody has a purpose. Everybody has a calling on their life. You know, everybody wants to know why are they still alive or alive on this earth right now. You know, our topic today was planned to talk about, can we be loved if we've been through a cycle of domestic violence and we've been a cycle of just self-hatred, things that we don't understand. You know, if anyone, we have a lot of people that's tuned in. Now, if you guys have any questions at any time, please hit 1. Now, sometimes you have to do *1. You know, all these telephones are different now. But if you actually want to say something to Dr. Sunday or you have a question, you know, of course, you can always hit *1, okay, and talk to Dr. Sunday. But let me tell you, the purpose of the show is, you know, what is domestic violence? I mean, we really cannot say what is and what is not. Because let's take myself, for example, if someone does something to me, I can, you know, if you feel uncomfortable, if you feel like this shouldn't have happened, especially as a child, you know, none of that stuff should be happening to a child or adult either. But we have to learn to protect ourselves from situations that we, sometimes we know and sometimes we don't. Let's just be transparent right now. Sometimes we know we're in a bad situation and sometimes we don't. I just want to let you know about this wonderful lady that I actually met. I'm going to give you some information and her wonderful, wonderful organization. And it's called Support the Cause. I mean, she's based here in Atlanta, but of course, you know, international is a great thing because it's a wonderful thing that she's doing. It's actually a nonprofit, you know, nonprofit organization. It's dedicated to restoring our African-American race. You know, it's actually have a combination of educators, we have CEOs, business owners, community developers, counselors, mentors, ambassadors, friends, and a global network striving to change a generation. The vision that she has, she actually builds foster homes, recovery programs, businesses that actually can help restore the economic, the physical, the social, and the mental of anyone that actually have been in a situation. You know, the thing is we need to remember, and I say this all the time, is we are our brothers and sisters' keepers. You know, a lot of more things that they actually do. They actually have an organization that, a program actually, called Cry for Help. And it's designed to help women, men, and children who are survivors of rape, molestation, domestic abuse, drug abuse, and violence. That is just so powerful. You know, because we need to have information of what we need to do if we've been in these situations. They also have the capability of giving you a halfway through life, which is a program designed to help previous incarcerated individuals, people, to get and sustain employment. Isn't that important? Because if you're in a situation like that and you have been incarcerated, you know, you actually have to get some education. We have to relearn. You know, I always say this. We learn things as a child, as an adult, even when we go to our different schooling. But we have to relearn things to change our mindset because that is very important. They also have programs of knowledge to educate you in how you can pursue your purpose in life. You know, that's very important to me is, you know, being a passion and purpose coach. It's the most important thing is changing your mind, you know, actually from a poverty. Don't be poverty. Don't think that way, you know, and make sure we actually have the education and the means that we can actually make great decisions. You know, that's very important, okay? Now, we need to realize that everything we do, we need to actually be in God, okay? You know, when we learn better, we should do better. But you know what? God loves us. He loves us. He loves us in everything. You know, He loves us, okay? He loves us, and He loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son. You know, a girl, it's just amazing to realize, when you realize that you're actually in your purpose, that you actually can move forward in life. You know, it actually becomes, you know, you still gonna have obstacles. Now, we're not gonna say that it's gonna be a bed of ease, as the old people used to say. But we have to always remember that life, you know, earth, you know, it's a lot of stuff can go on down here, but you know, God knows. He knows what we can bear. You know that, right? You know, He knows what we can bear. And He knows what we, you know, the things that come to you, we don't understand it right then, but we, after we go through the situation, we actually will realize that all things work together for the good of God. You know, guys, you know, it's amazing how we can go from one situation to another, okay? We actually don't realize how precious, how wonderfully made we are. We have to realize that God is everything. He has everything under control. I know sometimes we act like we know stuff. I guarantee, trust me, that you do not know what's best for you. You think you do, but we don't. God knows what's best for us in every situation. I mean, from your personal life, your work life, your career, your education, everything. He knows what's best. We have to yield to Him in everything we do and we say. Okay? Now, we actually had a special request for this song to be sung again. You know, we actually, Mr. JG1 did an awesome recording. He's an international artist. And so, you know, we had so many inboxes, so many people calling. So we actually said, we're going to play this one more time. And we're going to enjoy this. But remember, as this song, listen to the words and realize that everything we go through, God has our back. That's what young people say. You know, one young guy said, keep it 100. But I told him, we're going to keep it 1,000 because we know that God has everything we need. And we'll be right back. And you know, this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.
Remember, God is the one who will bring you through. You trust in Him with all your heart, and He will take care of the rest. Do all your tests to fix the mess and give you rest. Cause He loves you and knows thinking about you. He wants you to be true in all you do. And He will make a way out of no way. Just wait and see. He'll give you all you need. Just trust and believe and give your word to Him. Cause He knows your fears and receives your tears. Cause He's always around to lay it down. And He will take it up and make it better. Through all your stormy weather and all your pain, get up and try again and lay it down and give it up to Him.
Give it up.
Just lay it down and give it up.
All your worry.
Just lay it down and give it up. Just lay it down and give it up.
All your pain.
Just lay it down and give it up. I know the seasons keep changing, but God never changed or rearranged it all. He's the one that can break down the walls of sorrow and pain, heartache and pain. But this ain't no game, the struggle is real, and the threats are too. Remember, God is the one that can bring you through. No matter what it is, He's already cried so many tears and gave Him the chance to live in His presence without charge. We need to be praising the Lord of all the genius who steps in the human body and walk like a man and talk like a man. And when it's time, He took a stand for His people so everyone could be equal. Those that chose to follow Him and the way He walked in His ministry. It's like you and me.
Do you hear that?
Just lay it down and give it up.
All your
it up, blue and red. Just play it down and give it up.
Blue and red.
Just play it down and give it up, blue and red. Hell no grudge, he's passing on people that ain't one. Hope we can see on the road to the cross. The show man who's the real boss. He told Pilate, no man take my life, I lay it down. And when I get ready, I take it back up. But he still can get about submission, not on any condition. He knew the son of man had to be paid. And he wasn't afraid of the test that he was about to face. He kept the faces as he seen on in his ministry. He looked in the future and he seen you and me. So he had to finish his destiny. So everybody let us give it up to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the one who makes everything right. Just lay it down and give it up. Just lay it down and give it up.
Lay it down, lay it down, lay it down.
This is Dr. Renee Sunday. I'm back, and this is Good Deeds. Let me tell you how to contact us if you want to do any advertising or you want to do any sponsorship or you have an event that you actually want the radio or the television to come out. We can do that. Please go to gooddeedslive.com, and there's actually a place there that you have contact, and click that and send your information, and actually there's a contact number there that you actually can be with us, and we just thank you, thank you, thank you so much. You know, it's just so amazing to be here, and we just thank you guys. You know, our guest, bless her heart, her phone actually keeps cutting off. So, well, we thank God that we actually can keep going. But the most important thing we need to remember is any situation we in, any abusive situation, any domestic violence situation that we going through, we need to remember that God can heal your heart. God is, you know, I know I continue to say God, because that's what I believe. I believe whatever difficult situation in, it is God. God can do whatever we need him to do. Okay, we actually have a caller online that actually want to say something, so I'm gonna pause a minute. We have a 215 that actually want to say something. Are you there, caller? Hello, are you there, caller? 215 air code, last 1289. Okay, I guess they're not there. Hello? Okay, actually, we have 901. We have a young lady here. Oh, this is my good friend, Marcia. Hi, are you there?
I am. How are you, sis?
God bless you. You are God the ram in the bush.
God bless you.
Well, please introduce yourself to the audience and just say whatever God puts on your mind. We actually have only about 5 minutes here, but I know God has a word because he always have one.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Well, hello, listening audience. I am just so excited about Dr. Renee Sunday's Blog Talk Radio show that she has going on today and the topic that she's been talking about. And definitely, my name is Marisha Sherman. I am Lady Motivator with her group. And I am always ready for the opportunity to talk to listening audience about who you really are. And so I just want to just leave a word today, Dr. Sunday. First of all, you are amazing, and I definitely see your groove. And second of all, I want to let your listening audience know that nobody can do their groove the way that they do, and that they should never, ever, ever let anything come in and hinder that or come in and change that situation. So I just want to leave these words that you climb that mountain until you see the dream come true, and you keep climbing no matter how hard it gets. And if someone is in your circle and they don't realize what you bring and the value that you are and your self-worth, I would just say that you just barricade and you get out what doesn't belong, and don't barricade with bananas. Bananas are smushy, so you're not able to keep anything out if you are barricading with smushy thoughts about yourself. But I want you to barricade with an ice block, and that you know what that means. You barricade with ice confidence, and you never let anything come in that disturbs your groove. I am Marisha Sherman, Lady Motivator. I see your groove, and I love you, Dr. Renee.
Thank you, girl. I do. Ooh, I'm excited, you guys. Who just breathes it all the time? Please just tell us how we can contact you. We need to get in this her groove.
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. You guys can contact me at msherman@hergroove.com. You can also contact me at hergroove.com. And Dr. Renee, I'm looking forward to what you're going to share with us at our Her Groove Conference right here in the Memphis area on Saturday, May 10th. Dr. Renee is going to light the stage up with her Get Purpose Now, and we are really in anticipation and waiting for you to hit the M-Town area with us. Definitely see your groove.
All right, girl, that's all right. You know, God always got something for me to say. Everybody has a word. Everybody has a calling. Everybody has to say something.
Right.
Old people say, thus say the Lord. Okay?
That's right.
Girl,
thank you
so much. Thank you so much. And anything good deeds can do, please contact us. And thank you so much for your time, okay?
Thank you. You're awesome. We see your groove.
All right. Later.
Bye-bye.
You guys, you know that we always bring it to you guys here at Good Deeds. You know, I'm Dr. Renee Sutton. My heart is out for everyone that they can actually pursue their purpose in life. We have so many people that God sends in our life, many angels that actually will help us achieve this. But you know what? Three things I always say. We need to always believe, trust, and we need to walk it out. I mean, I say that all the time, but that's a true statement. You can do it. You know, point yourself in the mirror. You can look in the mirror and say, I can do this. You need to make this thing personal and say, you can do this. You guys, you know I love everybody. God has really showed up and showed out, as they say, in my life. But you know, if you need to contact us for anything, please contact Good Deeds. And you know, I'm on all the social media networks and Good Deeds as well. But God is good. And please come back again to see us. And this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday.